This is FUV Live Sessions, a podcast brought to you by WFUV in New York City. Each week, we talk to artists in our Bronx studio or at venues around the city, and we listen to them play a live set. You'll get to hear the songs and learn about the artist or band. Episodes drop every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to follow the show to stay up to date on all the latest episodes and maybe even to find your next favorite artist or band. And if you like what you hear, make sure you rate and review the show so that other music lovers can find it. This is FUV Live Sessions with Simmel. I'm Megan Suma, and I'm here with host Alisa Ali at WFUV. Alisa, people are at this point, I think, familiar with Simmel. He was in the band Barcelona, and this is his third album as a solo artist. It's beautiful, it's interesting, it's layered, it's unique. He has a background in classical music performance. What was it like to have him in the station and to get to talk to him about this new record that he just put out?
Yeah, he's a very cool, chill dude, and you probably can figure that from his music because it's got a very chill vibe to it. And it was so cool because he came with his best friend, also named Brian. So it's Brian Fennell and Brian Eichelberger. And these guys were just like, no muss, no fuss. They're like, let's do this one take for everything. And that was the vibe when they were recording the music, too. They're both dads. They're both classically trained. So they have a lot in common. They've known each other since fifth grade. So there's this tightness there and comfort that, spills over into the music, even when they're covering, you know, topics of grief or topics of the apocalypse, which is something that he actually finds very romantic. And I talked to him a little bit about this because this has come up as a theme before in his music. But it's very interesting. I mean, if you like the vibe of like kind of gothic folk, that's kind of how I see his music a little bit. It's like if Bon Iver was in a cabin, but some creepy stuff was going on. You know what I mean?
I feel like this is actually my favorite genre of music, but I only just learned it. My favorite genre of music is gothic folk.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's like an actual thing. It might be. I don't know.
I think you just made it a thing.
Okay. Well, I'm glad. Well, he made it a thing. Him and Lana Del Rey, I think, made it a thing.
Yes.
Right? And actually, speaking of Lana did a song of his. Well, not really. She took an instrumental song of his and then wrote lyrics to it. And that turned into Paris, Texas, that song from the Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard record.
Yeah.
So they have that same vibe. And I think you're going to love this new record, Nobody Lives Here. And one of my favorite songs from the album is Heavy Hearts. And I was so glad that he performed it for us live in Studio A. And we're going to listen to it now.
Myself to say, I can't live inside a dream.
she said, I'm falling in love with myself again, and that's enough for me. And with that we fell apart, treading water, holding heavy hearts. Well, I met somebody to love you like I do, and he looks a lot like me. Guess we'll see. I can't give you what you need, she said, but I can offer a friend, and that's all that I can be. Treading water, holding heavy hearts. We're treading water, holding heavy hearts.
A live version of Heavy Hearts here in Studio A. That is a song from the new Simmel album, Nobody Lives Here. And it is with a full heart that I say welcome. Thank you so much, Brian, for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me.
What an outstanding version of that song. You're quite the vocalist, sir.
Oh, thank you.
You go high, you go low, you go all over the place.
Depending on the time of day, it either lives more low or more high. But thank you very much for the compliment.
I am actually surprised that you can reach those high notes, because this is pretty early for you.
Well, we flew in from Seattle last night, so we're still West Coast time. But I think, like, for some reason, this record especially, maybe it's just less stress overall. Because I think when you go into something with like, oh man, I hope I can hit it, like you're always going to not hit it because you're focused so much on it. Mm-hmm. But I love these songs, like really like all equal, like little babies. And so being able to perform them, you know, we're still early in it, but it's been no stress.
So why no stress?
I think that the
I don't understand that as someone who's constantly stressed. Like, how do you get there?
Yeah. Well, my wife is definitely like, why aren't you more stressed in general? But I think when you write songs, and again, this is a new record, right? So like, I haven't lived with these songs forever. And once you like commit to them in the studio and then take them out into the world, they change. Like, they're very dynamic things. But also on top of that is, I think when you are from the beginning of writing a song to committing it to recording it, you sometimes make decisions that you're like, ooh, that's going to be rough later when I actually have to perform this live. But we started each song in the studio with like just the root bass instrument and then vocal straight away. So they were almost like born as singer-songwriter, like that's how they'll be in the real world. And then you can add like little bells and whistles on top, although we tried to limit that. So I think it's probably more how it was recorded that makes it a little bit less stressful.
I think it's more impactful when you strip away all of the excess and it's just really the core. And you and, is that your best friend, Brian?
That's my best friend, Brian.
Of course.
Both Brians.
The Brians are in effect. So did you and Brian, was it just the two of you working on this?
Mm-hmm. We grew up together. We met on the basketball court in like fifth grade. And ever since then, we've mentored each other like through learning. We both come from the classical world, him violin, me piano. And so we busted out. He helped me really bust out of the classical mindset into like, you have your own voice. Here's what it's like to write a song. And so this is many years ago now, but like, yeah, collaborated since we were young. And this was, in my home studio. And just like, we're both dads. So it was like the 9-to-5 recording vibe when everyone's at school. So it was sweet. It was a really special time.
And so interesting that you are, you know, you started off on piano, but do you tickle the ivories anymore? Or are you just letting other
guys? Oh, I tickle them. Yeah. No, okay. Let's see. I write mostly on piano. Uh-huh. And like earlier, or I guess at the end of last year, we did this big symphony show in Seattle where I played piano a lot. And I still love piano. I think on this record, there's only a couple like piano based songs. And so I've at least recently found myself more on guitar.
Uh-huh. Now, you're going to take us through a couple more songs.
Yeah.
And this next song you're going to do is not actually from this new record. We're going back to 2016 now from the Hurt For Me EP.
Yes.
Now, tell me why you've pulled Fear of the Water out.
Yeah, Fear of the Water is just one of those ones that keeps hanging around. Like, it keeps popping up in, you know, people's videos and socials. And I think the reason for it is that it's a little bit spooky. And I love spooky things. So this is another one that, although I've lived with it for, oh my gosh, almost like 10 years, which is crazy, it was still that bedroom recording, like no expectations, no stress. And so now, and my favorite thing is honestly when people put it to like dance videos. It's a very dancey, like sort of fluid, dynamic song. So, and yeah, today is a little different. Usually I play this one on piano, but we switched it up and I do it on guitar today, so.
And we're going to listen to it now. Simmel live in Studio A at WFUV with Fear of the Water.
Ancient call that I've answered before. It lives in my walls and it's under the floor. If this was meant for me, why does it hurt so much? If you're not made for me, why did we fall in love? I knock at my door. I thought I was alone, unaware of what I thought I needed. I drop like a stone. If I'm not mistaken, then I was the last to know. And if you return for me, I never want for more. Dislocated, don't be like that. And you smile when you dive in, like you're never coming back. So hold my body, yeah, hold my breath. See your face when I black out, I'm never coming back.
Fear of the water.
live version of Fear of the Water here in Studio A, going back to the Hurt for Me EP from 2016. But Simmel has a new record out now, the third full length under Simmel. Of course, you've been making music for a long time. You were in a great band called Barcelona before, but this is your third full length called Nobody Lives Here. And it is a record that you wrote, recorded, and produced. You are, you know, I know you and your best friend, Brian, also are working together. But tell me about the solo stuff. Like, how are you writing the lyrics?
Yeah.
Is it, you know?
Yeah, the lyrics are less collaborative. Yeah. The lyrics are very much, when I was in a band before I was called myself Simmel, it was also pretty isolated in terms of the lyrical and the melodic content. And still is. I mean, like, I really loved being in a band and all the experiences within that band and within the industry, you know, years ago. I often think of it as like two sort of eras, right? And the first era was like pretty toxic.
Oh boy.
Not
what
because
happened? Why
of,
was it toxic?
Well, not because of the band itself, but because of like, for whatever reason, everybody in the industry that like raised their hand to work with us just happened to have like a kind of set of maybe other issues that weren't to do with us really. And nobody was really knocking down the door to work with us. So these are the people that we worked with. And it took me like years to really get over realizing that it can be a healthy career choice. And it brought me to this place where I didn't have any intention of like starting a solo project and like going back on tour with it or whatever. It really just came from a bedroom type production. Like I wore all the hats for the first time, which was really, really a good thing to do. It made me uncomfortable. And I think when you're uncomfortable, like really cool stuff happens. So yeah, like that first EP was straight up bedroom. The next record, the first full length, was like, you know, kind of all the songs I'd written to that point. So actually it's like a little bit scattered feeling. And now, like, now that we're at the third one, it's like, okay, now we can be more concise and we have the time and space to do that. So,
and so this next song that you're going to do for us touches on this theme that you seem to really be attracted to. This is the end of the world, the apocalypse.
Love it.
Idea. Now, what is it about the apocalypse that is so romantic to you?
I think that there's this desperation, you know, element to it that I'm obsessed with. I'm also obsessed with like kind of choosing to love somebody in the face of it all ending. So like, you know, when we talk about like, oh, the, you know, ultimate romance is to like go at the same time, right? When we're like 98 and we're both just, you know, we're both like looking at each other and we're like 3, 2, 1, done. Like that's ultimate romance to me. So we, Carry No Thing is a good example of a song where it's like, we kind of do these things. I don't know, like shows like The Last of Us or books like The Road by Cormac McCarthy, like one of my favorites.
Oh my God, so it's stark. Such a dark...
It's so dark. Yes. It's so stark and so desperate. But it's these humans that are like, you know, in the staring it down and saying like, well, I'm going to try my best to prepare for this, but I really can't. It's more just, I'm going to teach or show you, you know, I'm going to act out sort of surviving, and that is a form of love. Yeah. So I'm just like, it's an inspiration that keeps on giving for me.
We were talking about this a little bit earlier about, you know, writing lyrics, and this is one, I mean, this is a topic that you think about a lot, and you've mentioned you could have written like 18 verses for this one.
Yes.
So did you? And
I did, yeah. I full on did.
There's I'd love to hear the full long version.
Well, there is actually another version that's going to come out at some point.
Okay.
With like a bit of a different verse approach and a different, like slightly different chorus approach. The hard thing with like songs like this where it's like a really dark theme, but it's almost like an inspirational, like musical quality.
Yes.
So it's kind of a slippery slope because it can never be done, right? Like it's like, oh, I could do this, or maybe it's too much of this, or not enough of that. And I think classically, like most artists would say, something's never, like that's the like, hardest thing is to start and say that something's finished.
Right.
So this is one of those ones where sometimes you have get opportunities to have different versions. And yeah, it's slightly different. I think it's awesome, but we'll see.
All right. Well, I think it is awesome as well. And you're going to take these on the road, so they may change.
Yeah.
So we don't know what version the concert goer will get. Mm-hmm. But we are excited that you're going to play this song for us now, Carry No Thing. And thank you so much, Brian, for coming in to Studio A. And congratulations on this stunning new record, Nobody Lives Here. And we'll get into Carry No Thing right now. Thank you. That was Simmel performing and in conversation at WFUV in New York City. A big thank you to the band for joining us in our studio and to Network Music Group. Thanks to our WFUV audio team, including Jim O'Hara, Aaron Merriman, Zach Tomasi, and Julia Malling. Our FUV live studio sessions are engineered by Jim O'Hara. Our associate producers for this episode were Diana Juarez and Lily Paterzo. Megan Suma is our executive producer. Our theme music was composed by John Crick. Be sure to follow FUV live sessions wherever you get your podcasts so you can listen to new episodes and find your next favorite artist or band. Episodes drop every Monday. You can also catch audio and video of FUV Live Sessions on WFUV.org. FUV Live Sessions is a production of WFUV in New York City. I'm your host, Alisa Ali.